When the giants tower over my face, and I'm frozen by the battles I face, there is just one place I go to be Evans International, here with Gary McCants, and we are on episode 30. Wow, 30 episodes of Relational Discussions, and it has been an absolute blast taking a look at all these different discussions based on Gary McCants' book, Continuing Relational Challenges. What an amazing take on so many different relationships, and there's still so many that we have yet to discuss and have yet to actually ponder. But today we're going to take a look at Mr. and Miss Lonely, aka Solitary. I think as human beings, we were made, we were actually made to do things with other people. If you look back in the Bible, then you will see that Adam was created first, but God did not want Adam to be alone, so he created Eve from him, and now he had a companion to take care of the Garden of Eden and, you know, to take care of the earth, basically. And this is interesting to me because it's very clear that we were never made to be by ourselves. We were never made to work or to do anything alone. Humans were created to be interdependent on each other, and that is really what helps our society, you know, continue to thrive as a whole. But when it comes also to romantic relationships, I think that innately most people do want some kind of romantic relationship or friendship. I think that people who lack both genuine friendships, or I would say either a genuine friendship at least, or a genuine romantic relationship, they do find themselves to have those moments of loneliness and not just being by yourself and being able to be alone with your own thoughts and to think about yourself or do things by yourself. But I think as humans, we need that social interaction just to thrive at our fullest potential. It provides a lot of emotional, I would say it fills your emotional cup. When your cup is empty because you haven't had any social interaction, it feels good to hang around friends, to be uplifted. And that's why I say genuine friendships, because we all know there are those in genuine friendships where the person is, you know, maybe putting you down, being sarcastic with you. Sometimes those friendships do not actually fill your cup. They take from your cup because they're not adding value to you. But I'm just talking about actual friendships that really add value to your life. They put a smile on your face when you hang out with this person. You feel excited and happy to hang out with this person. Those are very valuable for people to have at any age. I don't think anyone really wants to be alone for extended periods of time. What would you sacrifice to prevent loneliness? I think in this day and age with social media, there's really not very much that you really need to sacrifice in order to prevent loneliness other than really your time. I believe that is going to be the biggest key that you will need to sacrifice in building relationships is your time. And because time is the most valuable thing that exists, you cannot buy it, you cannot get it back. There's nothing you can do to award yourself more time. That makes it all the more important that you do have genuine friendships and that you are choosing to spend time with genuine people, because you will not be able to get that time back. So I think by saying, hey, I want to invest my time into you, I want to spend time with you, that's a big deal in my opinion, because you'll never get that time back. So I think, again, with social media, you can meet people any day of the week, any time of the day, if you truly wanted to. I don't think there's very much of a huge sacrifice that you will need to make in order to prevent that loneliness. Even just going out into the world, I think you may have to sacrifice your comfort zone, how comfortable you feel, because if you really do want to make new friends, then you might have to get out of your comfort zone and say hi to someone. You may have to try something new, maybe go to a class and try something you've never tried before. So maybe you're sacrificing that comfort zone of just staying in the house. Many introverted people, while I feel many introverts say like they don't like people, I don't necessarily think it's that they don't like people. I think that certain social situations can make them feel uncomfortable. I think that many people are not used to meshing well with many different personality types, especially if you are introverted. The more outgoing personality types can be a little bit overwhelming, even scary at times, if it's something that you're not used to being around because you are alone most of the time. So I believe that's kind of where that statement comes from. So an introverted person most definitely will have to get outside of their comfort zone if they truly want to prevent that loneliness that they will experience, because most of the time they are going to be comfortable being by themselves. But like any human being, they are going to want those feelings of love and care, and to have laughter with other people, and to have those relationships. I think that on the far spectrum, I think many people would sacrifice even more to prevent loneliness. A big thing that I can see is sacrificing money to prevent loneliness. A lot of people try to buy friendship or buy a romantic relationship with money to prevent loneliness. We see this a lot, I guess, with maybe people who are older in age. Maybe they lost a significant other due to old age, and maybe they are willing to, you know, pay for a house cleaner because they don't want to just be alone all the time. Maybe they're willing to take their friends on extravagant, you know, trips or pay for things because they don't want to be alone all the time. They're willing to sacrifice their money in exchange for companionship. And this can be done in a lot of different scenarios, but those are just some areas where I think about that. As people in older age, even just having like an aide or someone that comes to the house to take care of you, people will pay for those services because they don't want to be alone as well. So I think those are some things that a lot of people do sacrifice, is, you know, their time, their comfort zone, and money. And I do believe there can be more extreme things. We all know people who take certain actions or do certain things to become more popular on social media. And at that point, I believe you could be sacrificing your dignity. You could be sacrificing your morals to fit in with a certain group or a certain crowd. I do believe as a believer, you can feel alone sometimes, or you can feel pretty lonely if all of your friends that you previously had or your friends that you care about don't agree with what you believe in. There can be some loneliness in that, because while everyone else is maybe going out and partying or doing things of that nature, you are choosing to, you know, not partake in that. But what I say to that is not to dwell in the loneliness. I would say to really make that effort to get out of your comfort zone again and to find a group or find people who believe what you believe, who would want to have fun with you in ways that go along with what you believe to be correct. I don't think, for me personally, I don't think you should ever settle for a friendship or for someone because you don't want to be alone. I do think a lot of friendships are based off of circumstances these days. Again, because people naturally want that interaction, then they will settle for any friendship just based off of something very small, like something that they have in common. But would you actually settle for a partner that you're not truly interested in just to avoid being by yourself? I think many people do. I think many people do in this day and age. But again, I do also believe with social media, it has helped a lot of people to not feel so alone, even though, you know, it is an online connection. I think even having that online connection, having someone you can video chat, honestly, and have that connection with them is better than not having anything at all. So I don't think anyone should ever settle for someone you're not truly interested in. That's something that I would never do just to avoid being alone. I found that in the times where I have maybe ended a significant relationship and I have spent time alone, that is really my time to grow, to understand myself, to understand that relationship, and to get closer to God. So I would really embrace those alone times, embrace those times of being in solidarity, and embrace the fact that you can make new friendships and have another relationship because you are human, and because that is a huge part of being a human is just having that social interaction. I do believe you can be involved in a relationship and still be lonely, and this is something that is very common. A lot of people have experienced this. I feel like this happens a lot when people get into a routine of they are pretty much very used to the person they're in a relationship with, and they kind of take that relationship for granted. They don't really make an effort to continue bonding with that person and creating memories with that person, interacting with that person in meaningful and new ways. And that can cause some loneliness where things become very mundane. I think communication is very important. So if you are not having those heart-to-heart conversations, those in-depth conversations, you're not creating those memories, you're not making an effort to really spend time with that person outside of just the everyday normal things that you do, then that's where I do believe that loneliness can be created. It's a very sad day when you are in a relationship with someone that you used to connect so well with and have a lot of fun with, and now it just seems as if you have become maybe like roommates, or your conversation just becomes very typical and routine, where you can almost expect what the conversation is going to be. I think that is a very sad day, and that is where that loneliness starts to creep in, even when you are in a relationship. And typically, I do see that as when people start to seek validation or their entertainment, you could say, or their joy, even in other people, because they're missing what they once had. And I do believe a way around that, when you do feel like you're in a relationship but you feel lonely, is to really express that, you know, we are together, but sometimes I just feel like I am conquering things by myself, or I'm going through things alone. And maybe that is because you both are not sharing your thoughts, your perspective. I think when people start sharing their perspectives, their opinions, how they feel, how they view things, and just sharing those experiences, I think that opens up the bridge to fill that gap of loneliness. Couples can do a lot of things together, physically together, but are they mentally on the same page? Are they emotionally on the same page? So I do think that's where the communication, it really becomes important to avoid that lonely feeling, to avoid feeling like you're in your own head all the time, and to communicate and open up to that person. I think there is a difference between being lonely and being alone. There's times, and I said this in the previous talk, where you do want to be alone. You do want to have that time for yourself. I know for me personally, I do like to spend time painting my nails by myself. I do like to spend time reading by myself, drinking a cup of tea, things like that. I enjoy just doing like on my own, and I sometimes want that alone time, especially if it's maybe been a little bit of an emotional day or emotional week. I really like to have that alone time to either, you know, spend with God, or really to just rest and to quiet a lot of the noise that is around me, and, you know, just have that time where I can be by myself in a tranquil setting, in a tranquil environment. But I wouldn't say that those times that I want to be alone, that I feel lonely, because I know that if I need to reach out to someone, if I need to reach out to a friend, if I need to reach out to one of my mentors, if I want to talk to my mom, that all of those options are available for me if I feel that there is something I want to share with someone else, express, get an opinion on, get perspective on. Those options are available. So I never necessarily feel alone. So I think the difference between really feeling alone and feeling lonely is, do you actually have a support system? Do you actually have people in your life who you can turn to? Do you actually have friends that you can trust who aren't going to gossip, who aren't going to go and tell other people about what you've said? Do you have those friends that you can confide in? Do you have people who know how to brighten your day and are willing to do that because they love you when you're having those low times, those low days? I think having the support system in place, having the genuine friendships in place, building those, because those do take effort on both ends and they take constant nurturing to keep the friendship growing and flourishing. Do you have those set up for you? I think that if you have those, then you can have alone time and be alone, do things by yourself without your friends, without anyone with you. You can have that, but you will not feel lonely because you know that if you decide that you want to do something with someone, that you have that option available. I believe when you are feeling very completely lonely, it's when you feel the most disconnected. It's when you feel you don't have anyone you can turn to. You feel like the person you are with doesn't understand you, that you can't openly communicate and express yourself with that person. I really believe that is the difference between being lonely and alone. Because again, you can have a lot of friendships, but they can be very empty. And you can be involved in a relationship, but that can also feel very hollow because you're not able to be yourself, express yourself. You're not able to communicate openly with that person. And that is what's causing you to really feel like, I'm alone in these thoughts and how I feel, and I have no one to share this with and express that with. And before I finish off with the last thing that I would like you to ponder before Gary comes in, I would like to let you know that you are truly never going to be alone when you have a relationship with God. This is the truth. Those times where you feel that you have no person on earth that you can talk to, that you can tell your feelings to, no one here understands you, just always know that God knows, He understands you, He sees what you're going through, He has ordered every step for you, so He knows how things are going to be. He knows your personality, He created you, so He knows how you're going to react to certain things in your life. And if you're experiencing a hardship, or you're experiencing medical issues or financial troubles, or maybe something's going on with your job, just know God sees that. And just know that He wants the best for you. You can always talk to Him any hour, any day of the week, any time. He'll always be there to listen. So you don't have to feel that you are completely alone, because when people fail you, when people ruin your trust, when people make you feel judged, when people make you feel like they don't care to listen to you, God will always care to listen to you. He will always be there for you. So I just wanted to say that in love, because that is the truth. And when you know that and you are able to get things off your chest and express that and have those conversations with God, make God your best friend and always speak with Him. I think that will change your perspective on your relationships on earth and help you to give other people grace as well, during that time where you do feel very lonely. Really, to avoid being lonely, I think it really is going to come down to you making the effort to build those relationships. It's not easy. They always say now it's very hard to make friendships as an adult. And you know what? I feel like that is all relative. That is all your perspective. If you feel it's difficult to make friendships as an adult, then it probably will be difficult. But if you're going out of your comfort zone, if you're going to different, restaurants, you're going to different events, you have to make yourself open to meeting people. You have to introduce yourself to people. And that may really not be comfortable, I would say, if you're a very introverted person. Start with maybe a small group. Start with maybe a local group at your church or something that is relative to something that you're interested in. Maybe it's like an artist group or a hiking group. In Buffalo, we have a few different groups that are for entrepreneurs, that are for moms, you know, that are for maybe women over 40. Find those groups in your area, you know, through social media that meet up in person where you can have, you know, those interactions. And then when you go to these events, have a positive attitude and tell yourself, like, I'm going to make a friend today. There may be a lot of people here. Maybe there's 10 people. Maybe there's 20 people here. But I'm going to make it my mission to introduce myself and to have conversations and to leave with at least, you know, one connection that I would genuinely spend more time with and want to get to know more and, you know, build a friendship with that person, because it's not going to happen overnight. I think when you're a kid, you automatically build friendships so easily because you don't have a lot of the thoughts you have as an adult. You don't have that fear. You're not really worried too much about rejection. You're not really overthinking, you know, about what the other person thinks. You know, it's more so, I just saw this other girl playing with this toy and I wanted to play with her. And that's like how kids literally make friendships, and they continue to just treat each other, you know, pretty well because they don't really know anything else. They only know really to like have fun and to just play and laugh, you know, unless they're taught otherwise. And I think as adults, there is no one to really, you know, show us how to share per se, or really teach us, like, this is how you treat your friends as an adult. So I believe that really just to avoid that loneliness, always have those solid connections that you can turn to. Always remember that you can turn to God when you feel that no one else is really there for you. But I do think it will come down to making the effort to have those connections. Even if you are limited to being online only, maybe you are not able to leave the house for whatever reason, or, you know, maybe you are not able to get out as much. Maybe you live in a more remote area. Whatever the case may be, you can still make the effort to form a relationship with someone online, form a friendship, make that effort to, you know, nowadays you can play games with people online, you can watch movies with people online, TV, you know, you can share your screen so that they can see like what maybe you're working on or what you're doing. So all these ways to really connect, I think you just have to make the effort to be a light. Because you know what? The other person, they may be having some loneliness as well. They may be kind of in the same situation where they're like, you know, I could use like another good friend to really, you know, talk to and have fun with. But maybe they're not as comfortable going out there. Maybe it's uncomfortable for you as well. But I think that if you can just make the decision to be that person that, you know, I'm going to take this into my own control and just be friendly and see what friendships come out of that, I think that it would do you well to create those friendships so that you're not feeling lonely a lot of the time. I don't think anyone wants to be completely alone 24/7. Even the most closed off person wants to feel loved. So just always remember that. Always remember that when you're going out in the public, when you are meeting other people, maybe this person doesn't seem like they're like too friendly or not too open. Maybe they're just used to being by themselves and they don't really have the social skills to really know how to, you know, be a good friend. but that's things that you can work on with them as you're their friend. Then you be that example and you show them. You don't tell them. You show them how to be a good friend. And you know what? They will appreciate that, and they will hopefully be a good friend to you in return. So I do believe that it's good to have alone time. It's good to have that alone time, but I don't believe as humans that we are meant to be alone. But I also want to talk a little bit about, the dangers of craving that friendship so much, craving that human interaction so much, where you can go off the deep end a little bit. And what I mean is you can kind of border into really just being obsessed with not being alone, because we do know there are some people who, when they're alone by themselves, it scares them because they have to be alone with their own thoughts and they have to think about their life and they don't really want to do that. So I would say if you are feeling like you just can't be alone, maybe you are dealing with something that's very traumatic and you don't want to be alone. I would say if you are in those situations, really strengthen your relationship with God. Ask for strength to really be okay with yourself and to be okay with the times that you are alone. And also to have those genuine friendships, those valuable relationships, because I do believe they are necessary and they will add a lot of value to your life. Don't settle to just be with anyone because you feel so alone. Really, and we've talked about this in other topics, but, don't just pray for anyone, Pray for those genuine relationships and pray for the right people who are going to really add value to you, and embrace those times where you are alone and look at the positives that can come out from that alone time. It's okay if you are lonely. You can change it. You can take steps to change that situation and create those genuine friendships. And I really do hope that if that is what you are seeking and that's what you want, I really hope that, that comes into your life. I hope the right people come into your life for that.
Well. Thank you, Tayshia. Tayshia Evans, the CEO of Evans International. I agree with all you just shared. And wow, this is our 30th episode. Wow. We've come a long way in a short time. And just think, we still have 69 more characters to talk about. Relational characters that we meet every single day. Forming some type of relationship. But you hit on some points, especially about not meant to be alone. And I believe from a spiritual standpoint that a man or woman or man is not complete without the other person. There's a void in their life. But it's from Adam's and Eve's perspective, Mother Eve. Similar to all of us coming from within and from our human parents. Welcome back to Challenges to Faith Radio program. I'm Gary McCann. I'd like to acknowledge the listeners and head right into it. So you've been listening to Tayshia talking about Mr. and Miss Lonely, also known as Solitary. We're talking about two individuals that's been seeking each other. Please come by, no matter what time of day it is or century. I just don't want to be alone. As a matter of fact, let me stop by now, even just to sit quietly and talk. Life is passing us by. Each year, the clock of life is ticking. What do you say? Can we be together? Two individuals looking to date each other. One's looking for another that's lonely. They didn't say they were looking for a busy person. They didn't say they were looking for any other person fitting any other topic. But did you know that loneliness can occur even if you're in a relationship? Did you know that? I know you did. And just because you're married or dating somebody doesn't exclude you from the possibility of feeling lonely. Are you feeling lonely now in your relationship? Are you being honest with yourself and the other person? Because you got to really think about it as you lovingly take a walk around yourself. What are the main causes for loneliness in a relationship in yours? You didn't hear me say for you to point the finger at somebody else's relationship, talking about yours. Because you know those feelings of loneliness can happen to anybody at any point in time in their life or in their relationship, whether you're in a relationship or out of one. So if you're feeling lonely in that relationship, you know, that boyfriend, girlfriend, girlfriend, boyfriend relationship, or maybe in that marriage relationship, whatever the case may be, it may be time for you to start pondering, you know, considering, thinking about the reasons why, and then really stepping back and maybe looking at the signs, you know, of why the relationship is the way in which it is, you know, lonely. And while you're looking at those signs at that other person, and I know you're turning around looking at you, let me ask you a question. You don't mind, do you? Do you feel disconnected? Do you feel isolated? Do you feel disengaged? Well, do you? So you brought those feelings into the relationship. You know you did. Remember, some form of baggage. But you brought it into that relationship with your girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife, wife and husband, feeling all lonely even when you're in the same room with them. You're feeling lonely while you're sitting there watching TV or whatever you're doing. You're out there at some type of an event. You're all lonely, but you're with each other, and you got these ongoing feelings of disconnection and disengagement from the person that you claim you're all in love with, been in love with, fallen in love with, but those signs are there. But wait a minute now. You're in a lonely relationship, but didn't you pray to be with somebody in a lonely relationship? Who'd you pray to? Come on now. I know you. Are you talking in a different language, trying to answer the question? Or are you trying to really look at the causative factors that's causing you to feel lonely in that relationship of yours? You know, the one that you was running around bragging to your girlfriend, boyfriend, boyfriend, and girlfriends about, you know, about that other person. You forgot to tell them about you. Do you feel that loss of connection and affection? Are you looking at the fact that you're simply just going through the motions and you forgot that you got to be intimate somehow in that relationship of yours in order to stay connected? And you're looking at the other person. You forgot to look at you. Are you feeling a sense of isolation and separation? Have you ever thought that that's why it's leading to loneliness in your relationship or maybe in your life? Have you thought about it? So now you're together. You know, you scheme, you scam, you did all of that just to be together. And now all of a sudden you're learning. Remember now, you wanted to be with another lonely person. And now that you're together, you're finding out that you're really not even compatible. And the relationship isn't going anywhere. And now all of a sudden on the inside of you or them, there's all of a sudden now there's resentment. Now you're all intolerant, all impatient, all unhappy. And you find that those feelings that you're now expressing have replaced the relational feelings that you started off with. Oh, bad and lovey-dovey. And now you're lonely. Or maybe you're lonely because the person in your life that you're missing, that you're all in love with, hopefully not in lust with, They've been gone for a long period of time. Physical separation from the both of you, or you them, or them you, is leading for you to feel lonely, or them. But you got that feeling of loneliness, you know, and it's real. And maybe it's real because maybe there's an illness. Have you ever thought about that? Or maybe a serious disease. Or maybe you're sitting up there, laying up there in a hospital. Or maybe you're lonely because, think about it, been using those substances. Remember, they've always deceived people. You remember when you were young, when they led you to believe, when you first partook, whatever you partook of, hey, take this. Now all of a sudden you're high as a kite. You know you're not right. But they forgot to tell you when that high came down. For whatever reason why you took it in the first place, you're now back to where you started off. But did they tell you that maybe the use of that substance that now you may be addicted to or non-addicted to has led to depression? And from that depression, now all of a sudden you find yourself lonely, but yet you're in a relationship. Have you ever thought about that? And maybe there's some type of abuse, you know, and God forbid it be whether sexual or emotional abuse that's now leading you to loneliness, depressed, using and abusing those substances and injury. So you're finding yourself in a relationship. You know, the one that you were looking for, Miss Lonely or Mr. Lonely, you know, solitary. And you're starting to feel lonely. Have you told the other person? Or you're keeping it to yourself? Or have you ran out there and told every single person on the planet other than the other person? You've even signed up at NASA to go outside of Earth just to find another person, an alien somewhere, so that you can tell them how lonely you are, but you forgot to tell the other person in the relationship. Now, you know it's important to let them know how you feel. You know that. I know you know that. And the reason why you know it's important is so that both of you begin working together for the good of your relationship. You know it's important. Or are you loving being lonely? And just because you're lonely in your relationship doesn't mean you feel lonely when you're the person is surrounded by some genuine friends or loved ones, but you're still feeling lonely? Are you? Don't you step back for a moment and kind of ponder and recognize that maybe in reality they're helping you? Have you ever thought about that? And now that you've stepped back and you see that by being around genuine friends or those that you know care about you for the upbuilding of you, not to take away, then maybe it's time for you to start making plans to do things with other folks because you're learning that you're not really lonely with those type of relationships. But you got to keep in mind now we're talking about two individuals who want to be with each other, and both of them are lonely. And again, you got to look at your relationship because your relationship may need just some love interjected. But let me ask you something. Apart from sharing it with the person in your life, did you let your pastor know? Counselor know? Did you let your therapist know? Remember now, you let everybody on the planet now, outside the planet, know about it other than the other person. And even though you're letting your pastor, your counselor, your therapist know, depending on where you are in your life from a spiritual perspective, are they in a right relationship with God? Come on now, believer, you know that they got to be. And are you taking the added steps that they kind of recommended and suggested that you do in your relationship? So when was the last time you really became involved outside of your relationship and focused on those other areas to bring some kind of enjoyment in your life? When was the last time? Well, why are you thinking about it? Let me speak to the man. Now, man, you know I was going to talk to you. So let me ask you a question. You don't mind, do you? If your lady, wait a minute, I'm not talking about somebody else's lady. I'm talking about your lady. If your lady's in a relationship with you and you still feel lonely, have you ever thought maybe it's possible that she is intentionally keeping a part of herself from you, or feel that she can't let you see all of who she really is out of fear. I'm not talking about being afraid of you. That's not the type of fear I'm talking about. Have you ever thought that even with a lot of people being around her, that she still feels so alone, that she might be doubting that you or those around her see her for who she really is? And she might fear that if you really knew her, you wouldn't care or love her for who she really is. And maybe that's why she feels lonely, because she don't want to be left feeling lonely. Men, have you pondered that? And hopefully you've shown yourself to be trustworthy to and for her, because you know she deserved to be with a virtuous man. You know that, don't you? You know, the one that's going to accept her, warts and all. You know, the good and the bad, and love her for who she is. Well, are you that type of man? And if you are, do you notice she began opening her heart to you? Did you notice that? Ladies, men cannot fulfill all your needs and desires of your heart, nor you theirs. But you know what you can do? You waiting? You can do what's necessary for you, oh, and both of you. And that's to be fully known and loved, and vice versa. Quit all these games, both of you. But ladies, that's why it's always important to have a honest communication about your feelings, and then learning how each of you can support each other, not take away from each other. You do want happiness and peace in your life and your relationship, do you not? Well, think about it. Okay, tick-tock. It simply means knowing and loving yourself, irrespective of where or who you're with. Remember, ladies, and you too, men, vulnerability. Notice the word I'm using, men. Vulnerability is not a weakness. I know. Remember now, from a male's perspective, a lot of people walking around thinking that meekness is weakness. It's not. So let me repeat it again. Vulnerability isn't weakness. It takes strength to be you, not somebody else, and to say what you believe, not what others would have you to say. So either one of you are ready now to open your lips from the heart, and guess what? And communicate. Now think about it. Think about how much of your true self, not your false self, because you got to remember now, think about when you're just meeting each other, you know it's true. You got your best forward. You know, think about it. You got your best foot forward. You heard me share the story. I know you did. But let it be story time. I love stories about this man. It happens to be a man. But if you want to turn around and make it a lady, then that's what you do, if you're comfortable with that for you. But don't tell somebody else how to be comfortable. But it was this man. He would love to go to operas. And he heard this lady sing. And he fell in love with her voice. He took her out on a date. They went around the world, the globe, 2-week whirlwind romance. They got married. He took her over the threshold, carried her over. Time to consummate their wedding vows. He was in bed all waiting anxiously for his wife. He noticed that the lights were dim. Too dim. He couldn't even hardly see. Then he turned the light up just a little bit. In time to see her take off her hair. That's her right. In time to see her take off her eyebrows, that's her right. In time to see her take off one of her arms, that's her right. In time to see her take off one of her ears, that's her right. In time to see her take off one of her legs, that's her right. He then asked her, please tell me it was really your voice that I heard, that I fell in love with. How much of your true self are you going to share? You got to remember that the person in your life, they can't know you and what makes you feel love unless you have the love for yourself to share with them. Afterwards of being the real you, the real you, the real you, and you still feel lonely, it might be that the relationship isn't for you. And that's okay, because you're not meant to stay in relationship with everyone we care about. They just might not be your person. So it's, you know, it's really better to be alone than happy in a relationship. And guess what? Lonely. And aren't you glad you didn't go any deeper hit-wise or down the aisle of marriage? But let me tell you the end result of that story that I just shared with you. She sung a song, and he recognized that was the voice he fell in love with. And I don't know, during that 2-week whirlwind romance, if she showed the rest of her. But he fell in love with the voice, remember? So therefore, it didn't make a difference what she took off. He fell in love with a voice. But wait a minute, did he fall in love with her? He didn't fall in love with her hair. He didn't fall in love with all those other things that she took off. Now, I want to talk to both of you together. You don't mind, do you? Men, ladies, ladies, and men. Did you know there was a survey done and found on gender differences and loneliness was mixed? Did you know that? Did you know that some studies show that women were lonelier than men, and others show the reverse? Did you know that most researchers agreed that single men tend to be especially lonely, and that certain social norms governing masculinity might increase the risk of loneliness in men, and that men may be less likely than to women than to admit to their feelings of loneliness? Did you know that, men? Did you know that, men? Did you know that some men found that women were more likely to have dense social networks than men? And from their childhood, women were socialized to value friendship, confide in their friends, and to foster deep intimacy with close friends. Did you know that, men? And so while you see them running around trying to grab anybody on the planet, outside the planet, to be their friend, to confide in, to foster that deep intimacy, did you know that maybe they were groomed to be that way from childhood, from somebody in their life? Did you know that? And ladies, did you know that when men have many friends, they may feel uncomfortable sharing emotions or talking about feelings of vulnerability? And you've heard me say, and that's why I say that if the guy in your life that maybe you scheme for, scam for, pray for, or whatever the case may be, and all of a sudden he felt comfortable with you, and he let you in on a secret, then he later learned that you done told everybody on the planet, got on the spaceship, went outside the planet, then all of a sudden you wasn't satisfied. You begin to find some other galaxies that even NASA didn't know about, just to find somebody to tell them. And then when he learned, then all of a sudden you wonder why he's now not in a relationship with you or walked away from you, because you didn't understand about feelings of vulnerability. And did you know, ladies, that 63% of men felt comfortable opening up to friends compared to 74% of women, and that women were also more likely to participate in activities such as church gatherings that foster friendship and a sense of community, and that male university students were more specifically likely to report emotional feelings of loneliness than female students. Did you know that? Ladies, did you know that men are more likely than you to have long-term partners who can ease some of their loneliness, and that those same men rely on their partners as a primary or sole source of, guess what, of emotional support, and as a result increases men's vulnerability to loneliness when the relationship ends. Well, the person in their life that they open up to and that they trust die. Men, did you know that women are more comfortable being single than you? 61% of single women reported being happy compared to just 49% of single men. Did you know that? Men, I know that your father, possibly. And the reason why you hear me say possibly, because remember now, there's somebody out there that's been told, that's been taught that all men are alike. There's somebody out there that's been told and taught that all women are alike. But hold on. That's not the case. All women and men, women do not have the desire to use, misuse, or abuse, so therein lies the difference. But men, depending on who raised you, therapy, whether from a pastor in a right relationship with God, a therapist in a right relationship with God, a counselor in a right relationship with God, can help you learn some new social skills when loneliness may set in and lead to, guess what? Now the question becomes, what does the Bible say on the topic? Because you got to remember, I know you was listening to Tayshia, and I know you're listening to me, because we've been talking about two individuals, two people, two persons, ones that you're going to meet that's got their best foot forward. And that's all you're seeing is their best foot forward, their little nice outfit she's wearing, their little nice outfit he's wearing, all that cologne, that perfume, that nice automobile, that nice airplane, that nice yacht, those nice shoes, the hairstyle, the bank account, the zip code, all of that. That's out front until all of a sudden you learn that, wait a minute, you went out on a date and they asked you, are you lonely? And you said no. They said, take care. They were looking for somebody that was lonely like them. But you know, one of the first issues that God deals with in his creation is loneliness. Did you know that? Over in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, you know, write it down for later. We see that God recognized there's a problem. It's not good for the man to be alone, Adam. You know, and I believe that the man and woman, woman and man, are not complete without each other. But you got to go back to the beginning. Not of you, believer of the household of faith, but of God. And those of you who may not know him, because you got to remember now, the relational topics are applicable to anybody, including you who are atheists, including you who are non-believers, including you who are all into religion. You got to remember now, from the Christianity standpoint, it's about a person, not work, religion, and all of that. But getting and staying on topic, never left it. Did you notice that God solved the problem of Adam being alone by providing him with a helper? Did you notice that he didn't provide him with somebody that's going to take away from him, nor her? But over again in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, read it for you. And then while you're reading it, think about it. Those of you who study Hebrew and Greek, the Hebrew word for helper is what? Go on now, because you said you study Hebrew. And then as you're looking at that, then you're searching around in the Old Testament, because now all of a sudden you're learning that to describe God. Like over in Psalm 124, verse 8, I know you're writing it down. It says that our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, and you and me too. But did you notice, since you're in the Old Testament, that after the fall, Adam and Eve had a new loneliness to deal with? You know, a spiritual loneliness, because now they were separated from God. Did you notice that the devil loves to separate you and I from God? Do you notice that the devil loves to separate you and I from each other? Do you notice that the devil loves to fill our heads, you know, where the battle takes place in the mind, with those thoughts of isolation? Because he knows that that loneliness is going to keep you and I from living the life God has planned for us. Did you notice that? And also remember, we've discussed the fact that a person can feel lonely for various reasons. You know, feeling all left out, is that you? Feeling all abandoned, is that you? Feeling all rejected or your changes in your circumstances, is that you? And maybe you've suffered a loss and are grieving. Maybe you've moved to a new place or a new job, or you've just retired, or the kids that you've been taking care of all of your life, they've left home. So it's not always your circumstances that causes your feeling of loneliness. And you can feel lonely in any circumstance, at any age, even when you're surrounded by people, even when you're in a relationship that Tayshia and I have been talking about, or when you have many friends or acquaintances around you, because loneliness is the soul feeling isolated from meaningful human connection. Have you forgotten who you are? You're a spiritual being. Feeling misunderstood, out of place. So what are those verses in the Bible that's applicable to you as a believer of the household of faith? You've heard me say over and over and over about spiritual warfare and the battle being in the mind, in the mind, in the mind. The feeling of loneliness, more a battle of the mind. And you may recognize that you need to make changes in your environment and your relationships. Have you ever thought about that? And then when you find that you've done that, now all of a sudden you're learning that it's helped changing the way in which you're thinking. And now you see a difference, because now, as you know, when you were feeling lonely, it filled up the mind with some negative thoughts. And those negative thoughts was telling you and others that no one really liked you. No one else feel that way like you did. And you didn't recognize at the time that that's one of the devil's favorite tactics, especially within the believers. And instead of spending all your time reaching out to the lost, you're staying somewhere huddled all in the corner, obsessed with being included and being wounded by the inaction of others. But understand, God continues to offer his help to you and I to be with us forever. Remember now, he's not a temporary God. You remember when our Savior spoke to his disciples about leaving them? He told them that they would not be alone. And men and men and men, remember, sometimes, often, 99.99% of the time, that lady in your life, or the one that you want to be in your life, she's listening to you, but she's watching your shoes, and you're giving off some true signs that's clear not to depend on you from a safety security standpoint. And maybe in her life, that's what she's looking for, that security, stability. Have you ever thought about that? And I say that, look what our Savior did with the disciples who was around him during his earthly ministry. And he still let them know, even though he was letting them know that he would not always be with them. But he was letting them know in their relationship, that spiritual relationship and the one down here on earth, that they would not be alone. He said over in John 14:16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper to be with you forever. Remember now, and we're talking about the Holy Spirit of God. And so when we look at the life of our Savior, then you're able to see all those examples of being alone and lonely. Do you notice how our Savior wasn't afraid to be alone? Are you? Do you notice that when he withdrew to lonely places, he did it to pray? Have you been? And you can see that in Matthew chapter 14, verse 13. Mark chapter 1, verse 35, Luke chapter 4, verse 42, Luke chapter 5, verse 16. Please read it and write it down. So you see how it's good to have those moments of solitude, you know, solitary, so that you and I can pray, you and I can reflect. But you don't have to isolate yourself from others completely, completely. Now I'm going to take a moment, because you know I always do. Take a sip of my coffee. You thought I was going to say water. Because I know the air where I am was blowing on that coffee that was all hot and steaming when I sat down to begin the program along with Tayshia. Our Savior also knew the feelings of rejection. How about at times in your life? Have you felt that you were all alone and you yearn to be with and feel connected to others? I have. Have you looked at this feeling, how it's describing the emotion of loneliness? Have you understood that loneliness is really a reflection of whether or not you feel connected to others? Have you pondered and understood that when you've gone back to the beginning, apart from your human parents, it took two, not one, to bring you into the world, but when you've gone back and you recognize how you really came about spiritually, and how your parents, your grandparents, go all the way back to wherever your lineage was, that you and I designed to be in a community with God and with one another. And maybe that's why loneliness is hitting you the way in which it is. Believer, where are you at? Are you feeling bored or excessively tired? Are you feeling helpless and threatened? Are you not sleeping well? Are you physically inactive, and that's not including not exercising? Have you recognized it's normal to feel lonely sometimes? Have you recognized that ongoing loneliness is bringing on stress that's so potent that it's affecting every day of your life? Have you recognized that you're feeling tired and less mentally alert? Have you recognized that you're experiencing stomach and digestive problems and other incidents of sickness and disease? Have you recognized that? Well, have you? Did you know that recent research has found, listen carefully, that loneliness was associated with a risk of early death? Did you know that people who experience ongoing loneliness didn't feel well? They engaged in behaviors, took substances that made them temporarily feel better or numb the pain, like alcohol, drugs, tobacco, eating, exercise, watching TV all the time, internet, phone, sex, shopping, workaholic. And what's interesting is that their research found that nearly half of the United States individuals, meaning individuals in the United States, have an addiction to one or more substances or behaviors that have serious negative consequences for, guess what? Their health. And when discussions about loneliness, boredom, depression came up, feeling bored, feeling lonely, were closely related, leading to the person being depressed and withdrawing from engaging with others. You ask Gary, are there any examples of loneliness in the Bible? Well, let's see. because you didn't think about your health. When you just wanted to be with that lonely person or feeling alone. But now you see that God's people are not exempt from the pain of loneliness. You know, David with his honest cries to God in Psalm chapter 25, verse 16 through 21 says, it's letting it be known how that David's longing to be connected to God and his reliance upon that relationship. He said, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart. Free me from my anguish. Look on my affliction and my distress and take away all my sins. You know, evil thoughts, words, and deeds. See how numerous are my enemies and how fiercely they hate me. Guard my life and rescue me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness protect me, because my hope, Lord, is in you. Do you notice he didn't put his hope in a woman, a man, another person? Did you notice in the word how that God's prophets often tell the pain, rejection, and loneliness? Did you notice how the prophet Jeremiah, how that the Lord told Jeremiah not to marry? He had friends. And Jeremiah was known, guess what, by some as the weeping prophet. Do you notice how God called him to speak out against the sinfulness of Judah and warn of impending judgment unless the people of Judah turned around and changed their ways? Do you notice over in chapter 15 of the book of Jeremiah, it shows the prophet speaking to God about his loneliness, his unending pain, his suffering, and despite his pain, Jeremiah trusted the Lord and followed God's calling for his life. Do you notice how that the scripture tells you and I that Jesus, our Savior, experienced loneliness while here on earth? Do you notice on the cross he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Over in Mark chapter 15, verse 34. Do you notice in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3, standpoint, a prophecy about Jesus, which says he was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised and low esteem. Do you notice how Jesus can empathize with the pain of loneliness? Because he experienced it. Do you notice throughout the word, throughout the Bible, we see that connection with God and other followers of our Savior is good and desirable and, guess what, preferable to being isolated and alone? Do you notice when you go back to David, a king, a man, a shepherd boy, a father, a sibling, a husband, do you notice how he wrote in Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is when God's people together in unity, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. Do you notice over in Matthew chapter 18, 20, how that our Savior assured his disciples, for where there are two or more gathered in my name, there I am with them. So my brethren of the household of faith, when you're sad and lonely, or when you're feeling so alone, remember you're called to connect with people. You know, intentionally living into your calling is going to help you overcome that chronic loneliness, because you got to remember who you are in him. You know, being a kingdom of priests means that each of us is connect with fellow believers of the household of faith and reach out to connect with people who don't know God. And the question you got to ask and answer, when was the last time you did that? When was the last time you connected with God? You know, like through reading his word, praying, participating in worship and communion. When was the last time? When was the last time you connected with fellow brethren of the household of faith, including going sitting beside them in the pews, attending worship services on a regular basis, or maybe participating in a Sunday school class or Bible study or enjoying those times of fellowship, or maybe just serving alongside? When was the last time you reached out and connected with people from the Great Commission standpoint who don't know the Lord? And if you have not, I'd encourage you to start by praying to God, asking him to help you live out your calling and filling you with the Holy Spirit of God, empowering you for service so that he gives you wisdom about who to connect with at your place of worship. Because you got to remember now, you can't connect with everybody. Unfortunately, it's sad, but it's true. But you also know that God is faithful. He's going to open those doors for you and I to become more connected to those individuals, believers out there, the household of faith, representing the family and the community. And when people come in contact with the divine connection reflected in you, kind of like as John 17, verses 20-23 tells us, then they're going to see that God loves them. But they got to see it through you. They got to hear our Savior's heart for you and his heart for connection in this prayer unto our Heavenly Father for them. And you know it pleases God when he sees his creation reach out to others. You know it does, because the Lord intends for his people to have fellowship and to challenge and help one another, because he gave us relationship to bring us joy. And so when we're comforted and encouraged by him, he expects you and I to do the same for those who cross our path. Remember, he left us an example to follow his steps. And when you want to see that, just open up the word, turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, and while you're there, then recognize that humanity, you know, those women and men, and women that surround us globally, crying out for comfort and sorrow, light in this darkness, peace in this turmoil, rest in this weariness, and healing in this sickness and disease. But we got to ask God for help. We got to ask God for help in communicating his comfort to those who need our support. And while we're helping them, we got to point them to the God of all comfort through his word, not point them to you, not point them to me, but to God and his word. And we're told that in Psalm chapter 9, verse 9, that he is a refuge for the oppressed. We're also told over in Psalm chapter 46, verse 1, that he's an ever-present help in trouble. And his promises give life, like over in Psalm 119:50. And while you're asking, ask the Lord to make you a blessing to others, because there are a lot of times when it's clear, when we share some of our own struggles and testify to how God has helped you and I through, our own witness of Christ meeting our needs, speaking to those who need that, guess what? Tender touch from our Savior using you and I to reach them. I'd like to close off with some questions, you don't mind, of Mr. and Miss Lonely, Miss Lonely and Mr. Lonely, also known as Solitary, and maybe it's you. What would you sacrifice to prevent loneliness? Why? Would you settle for a partner you're not truly interested in to avoid being alone? Can you be involved in a relationship and still be lonely? What's the difference between being lonely and alone? Can loneliness be avoided? What's wrong with being lonely? You know, as Tayshia was wrapping up, and remember how she was sharing, you know, go to God. Remember, take all of your burdens to him. You've been taking them to everybody on the planet. And the day you heard me share how to individuals in relationships, rather than talking to each other and rather than talking to God, running everywhere to every known person, pulling people out of planes, out of trains, out of cars, out of bicycles, out of restaurants, off of the yacht, going under the ocean, finding fish to tell them the story, going out of the globe, finding aliens, now searching the universe, all the galaxies, trying to find others just to take the burdens to. Why don't you take your burdens to God and each other? Listeners, you didn't tune in by accident. If you take a moment, check out Tayshia's blog in our show notes and the new Challenges of Faith radio program blog created by Tayshia as well. Tayshia Evans of Evans International and myself, we thank you for taking a moment out of your precious time, your precious schedule, to hear our discussion, our 30th episode on Challenges of Faith radio program with Genuine Connections with Tayshia Evans and Gary McCann. Until next time.
All right, guys. So let's settle down some. We need you to sing this song with us. Listen up, listen up.
God of creation, there at the start before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, he spoke to the stars and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, behind the billion galaxies are born, and the vapor of your breath. If the stars were made to worship so high. You're the one.